Our next panel is on antitrust enforcement. Super interesting in terms of the developments in the antitrust world these days. And we are going to have this incredible panel of folks led by Jennifer McCoy, who is at Locke Lord. And her practice is largely white-collar defense, including government investigations and litigation, internal investigations, and some labor and employment stuff on the side. She has recently worked with Paul Coggins on an antitrust case that I know we'll talk about. And I will let Jennifer introduce quickly her panelists.
Great. Thank you, Kit. I especially appreciate that introduction because I've already managed to misplace my name plaque. So, and as Kit said, we're lucky enough today to have some real antitrust gurus on the panel. In fact, when we met yesterday to prep briefly, we spent some of the time just letting them air out like some of their geeking out on antitrust law so that they could get it out of their systems and then bring it back down to earth for all of us today. So this is just, I mean, I could spend the full hour talking about their credentials and their recognitions, but I instead will give the briefest of introductions. So here to my left is Emma Burnham. She is the Acting Director of Criminal Enforcement for the DOJ's Antitrust Division. Prior to her current role, she served as acting chief of the Washington Criminal Section of the Antitrust Division. And before she joined DOJ, she was an associate at Baker Botts and a law clerk for the Northern District of Illinois. And then we have Edwin Buffmeyer. He's the lone Dallasite on our esteemed panel. He is a partner at Jackson Walker, where he focuses on antitrust law. In fact, I saw that he served as counsel on some of the largest antitrust class actions in U.S. history, so has some civil as well as criminal experience in the realm. And Edwin began working at Jackson Walker after he clerked for the Ninth Circuit. And then last but not least, we have Richard Powers. He's a partner in Freed Frank's New York office, but he spent the first 13 or so years of his career with the DOJ. First, he was a trial attorney in the antitrust and fraud divisions, but more recently, Richard served as the Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Criminal Enforcement with the Antitrust Division. So we'll dive right in. As our panel suggests, there have been a marked expansion in the criminal antitrust enforcement in recent years by the DOJ. So Emma, as our current DOJ employee on the panel, can you tell us about the DOJ's antitrust priorities and just what the landscape of enforcement might look like going forward?
Sure. First, I just wanted to say thank you for having me. It's fun to be in Texas. I think that's the first time anyone has specifically referenced my prior work at Baker Botts in one of these intros. People normally don't find that particularly relevant, but so that's nice. But it's great to be here, so thank you. In terms of the priorities of the Antitrust Division in terms of criminal enforcement, it's just stepping back. I think when you think about antitrust crime, if you do at all, you're thinking about, you know, smoke-filled rooms and executives, maybe like with a monocle and a cane, and they're, negotiating price-fixing conspiracies affecting a component or a consumer good. We still see those, maybe not with the smoke, but it's still a thing that happens and it is still a core part of our work. But I think in recent years, we've been increasingly focused on conspiracies that are carried out through much more sophisticated and modern means. So instead of in-person meetings, we're talking about executives conspiring over encrypted messaging apps, and maybe even through algorithms that can enter into price-fixing agreements and implement them in a way that humans can't do in terms of speed and just how neatly those agreements are able to operate. So the head of the Antitrust Division, Jonathan Cantor, often talks about skating to where the puck is going, which I understand to be a hockey metaphor, but it really is relevant to our work in that if we're just focused on the types of crimes that we were prosecuting a decade ago, we're not going to be able to protect the markets and from more innovative ways of conspiring.